Let us pray. Let us pray. With what shall we come before the Holy One and bow ourselves before God on high? God has shown us what is good. What does the Holy One require of us but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with our God? So let us open ourselves to your word, O God, that we may learn your ways. Amen.
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 Today, in our Old Testament reading, we hear of King David bringing the Ark of the Covenant, Israel's most precious religious object signifying God's presence, to Jerusalem in order to secure his political power by making the city the center of both the religious and political life of the nation. Reading from 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 1 through 15, and then 12b through 19, let us listen for God's word. David again gathered all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. David and all the people with him set out and went from Baal, Judah, to bring up from there the Ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord of hosts, who is enthroned on the cherubim. They carried the Ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, were driving the new cart with the Ark of God, and Ahio went in front of the Ark. David and all the house of Israel were dancing before the Lord with all their might, with songs and lyres and harps and tambourines and castanets and cymbals. So David went and brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. And when those who bore the Ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed an ox and a fatling. David danced before the Lord with all his might. David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. As the Ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, looked out of the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. They brought the Ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and offerings of well-being before the Lord. When David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the offerings of well-being, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts and distributed food among all the people, the whole multitude of Israel, both men and women, to each a cake of bread, a portion of meat, and a cake of raisins. Then all the people went back to their homes. So ends the first reading.
Mark's gospel began with John the Baptist proclaiming the coming of the Christ and baptizing Jesus. In today's reading, into Mark's narration of Jesus' Galilean ministry, John's ministry comes to an end when he is martyred. Reading from Gospel of Mark 6:14-29, listen again for the word of God to us today.
King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some were saying, John the Baptizer has been raised from the dead, and for this reason, these powers are at work in him. But others said, it is Elijah. And others said, it is a prophet, like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised.
For Herod himself had sent men who arrested John, bond him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother's wife, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he protected him. When he heard from him, he was greatly perplexed and yet liked to listen to him. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his counteries and officers and for the leaders of Galilee. When his daughter Herodias came and danced, she pleaded Herod and his guest. And the king said to her, to the girl, "Ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it." And he solemnly swore to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What should I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptizer." Immediately she rushed back to the king and requested, I want you to give me that at once, the head of John the Baptist, on a platter." The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oath and for the guest, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately, the king sent a soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison, brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the girl. Then the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Amen.